This is a 30-minute sitting meditation. Taking your seat and adopting a posture that is comfortable and that for you embodies dignity and presence. Taking up your space in the world. Inviting the body to be still and coming home in this posture. And now bringing your awareness to hearing. Just opening to whatever is coming to you now in the form of sounds. And if there are no sounds, letting your attention rest in the field of silence in which sounds come and go. Opening up to the whole space around you. Rather than zooming in on one thing, experiencing all the sounds. Not going out hunting for the sounds, but letting sounds come to you. As if you were listening with your whole being. It takes an intention to tune into hearing, but the listening itself is passive, relaxing with what is, allowing and letting be. Listening to the essential qualities of the sound, the pitch, duration, intensity, and perhaps noticing the tendency we have to attach meaning to the sounds, labeling them and judging whether we like them or not. If these interpretations and judgments come, then kindly noticing them, letting them be, and returning to the listening itself. Also, when thoughts come, simply tuning in again to hearing. now whenever you're ready, gently bringing your attention to the movement of the breath in the body. And in particular, zooming in on the belly. Not trying to control the breath, but letting the breath breathe itself. There's no need to achieve anything, no need to do anything special. Simply feeling the breath as it moves in and out of the body. If you wish, you can support your attention by gently naming the movements of the breath with in, in, and out, out. And at other times you can let go of the naming. You can simply explore whether naming brings you closer to your experience itself. You have probably already noticed that your attention is taken away from the breath by thoughts. This is okay, this is what the mind does. The moment you find that your attention is no longer with the breath is a special moment. You might want to give a little smile to your experience and friendly name it as, oh yes, thinking. And with this little smile you can invite your attention to come back to the breathing. And maybe you do this 100 times in one sitting. Now in particular, zooming in on the out-breath until the start of the in-breath. Perhaps even noticing the small pause in between. And now in particular zooming in on the in-breath until the beginning of the out-breath. Perhaps even noticing the small pause in between. Now paying attention to the full duration of both the in-breath and the out-breath. And exploring this changing flow with moment-to-moment awareness. Seeing if you can allow yourself to bring a certain quality of kindness and gentleness to your attention. Perhaps you can experiment with a little smile, an inner smile. Feeling if this brings you closer to non-judgmental, friendly, gentle awareness. A space in which you can allow your experience to be as it is, without controlling or manipulating it. If you like, you can now zoom in on other local patterns of sensations in your body. For example, the contact of your feet with the floor, observing what you're feeling here, right now. Now zooming in on the feeling of your hands resting on your thighs or knees or on each other. Now feeling both your hands and feet in a wider field of awareness. And then expanding this field of awareness to include the body as a whole. Sitting with a breathing body. Sitting and knowing that you're sitting. Sitting and embodying a certain dignity. Perhaps also zooming in on the contours of your body. The constantly changing pattern of sensations in your body is now in the foreground. At certain times you will notice that a focus of your awareness is taken away by more intense sensations in specific parts of the body. This is okay. See if you can let your attention rest with these sensations, being with them in a non-judgmental and gentle way, without having to react to them. This means, for example, that if there is itching, you give this your attention and breathe with it, without reacting to it, without moving. Some sensations can be very unpleasant, such as pain. Your attention is then drawn away by judgments or memories. Whenever you wake up from this thinking, you can name this softly. Oh yes, thinking. And then gently return to the feeling of the pure physical sensations, exploring them with soft, friendly attention. Perceiving what exactly is here, right now. Not so much thinking about it, but feeling the sensations. And if you want, breathing with them, without judging. getting to know your body and befriending it, opening up to both pleasant and unpleasant sensations. Just experiencing your body and the waves of your breathing. And knowing that you have a choice. At the moment that you are experiencing intense sensations, you can either bring your full attention to the breath to anchor yourself, or you can stay with the intensity, bringing your attention to the region that is experiencing the discomfort, exploring precisely how it feels, what arises from moment to moment. Is there an epicenter? Does the intensity change? Is it throbbing, vibrating, or stable? Seeing if you can open and soften towards your experience. And so in the midst of pain and discomfort, perhaps finding peace and acceptance. Even if there would be pain caused by the sitting for a longer time, and there is a wish to move, you can perhaps briefly postpone the moving. Exploring how it feels, how it is for you. Seeing if you can allow it to soothe. Examining what changes and what remains the same. Letting go what disappears. Letting be what stays. And if you choose to move, you can do this very slowly and carefully, aware of the changing sensations. simply resting in the awareness of your body. You do not need to do anything special. Sitting in silence, vividly present in this moment. Anchored in a breathing body, observing in silence. Observing with a certain dignity in a larger space of allowing and letting be. Open to things as they are now, and open to every new moment. Remaining present until the bell announces the end of the practice. And knowing that is openness remains available in every moment of your life. If you commit yourself to it, it's your choice, your life. And fully experiencing the hearing of the bell. And then gently opening your eyes as you become aware of your surroundings. And maybe bringing the same openness and gentleness in the larger space around you.